This is building a million-dollar clean company with zero cleaning experience. Lesson number two. Okay, so who's this for? This is, again, for cleaning business owners who want to learn how to advertise profitably using online media. That's what this is going to be about, okay? So how many of you guys have ever boosted a post before or run a Facebook campaign or maybe a Google campaign or even like paid an agency or someone to do your marketing for you? Go ahead and like raise your hands or put in the chat that you have been somebody who's at least like tested, who has tested running any sort of advertising, right? I'm sure some of you guys have. How many of you actually have gotten life-changing results from boosting posts or from running a campaign or from paying an agency? Anybody? Yeah, no, maybe so. Well, here's the real, is that agencies and marketers, they want to make you believe that they hold the secret sauce, okay? And so they're willing to fish for you because you know what? You guys aren't smart enough to know how to do what I do. Because I've been spending, you know, the last 4 or 5 years on social media, and I know just a little bit more than you do. And so you don't have to worry about it. It's too complicated. You're a business owner. You don't have time for this. Go do other things besides market your business, right? That's the message that marketers agencies will give to you, and they'll be more than happy to fish for you. But if you ask them to teach you how to fish, teach you how to do what they do, what are they going to say? Why? Like, why don't they teach you how to do it? Because if they taught you how to do it, then why would you need that? And that's the real secret, is that everything when it comes to marketing is not that complicated. It is not that hard. And simply, it just takes a little bit of time and it takes a little bit of direction for you to learn how to do it. And then you become the most powerful, you create the most powerful skill set in your business, which is to be able to create demand for your product or your service, right? You're able to fill your funnel with people who are saying, I want your cleaning service. I want to be part of your tribe of people, right? And so how many of you guys are here are ready for the reel? You guys ready for this? Like, I'm going to teach you how to fish. Okay. You guys ready for that? Let's see in the chat. See if you guys are ready for this. Okay. About to get real up in here as I give you guys the reel. Okay. So this is for two types of cleaning business owners. Okay. This could be number one, if you have no marketing experience whatsoever, like you're totally green, you're totally new to this, you're going to be opened up to the idea of actually generating leads using an automated system. Okay. Might seem crazy, but you could wake up the people who are texting you saying, can I get on a phone call to get on your schedule, right? It's crazy when that happens the very first time. Now, number two, for you guys who are experienced, then you'll know that happens, right? That just becomes foundational, but you'll learn how to actually optimize your marketing to increase your revenue, decrease wasteful expenses, which in turn increases your profits, okay? And so my goal is to show you that having an automated marketing system, it puts you in the driver's seat to operate a million-dollar cleaning business. Now, in 27 months, our cleaning business has generated $725,585.84 using an automated marketing system from day one. Like, this funnel I'm going to share with you today, it was turned on before we did a single clean. Okay, like this is how we started the company. And so that's how important, that's how powerful that this marketing system is. But I'll tell you guys what, full transparency, the only reason it was successful is because the first funnel I built in 2016, I was supposed to say 2016, it made me $0. And so there was an email I got in 2016 that had changed everything for me, okay? And it was from this guy, some of you guys might know who he is today, but in 2016, I never heard of this guy, his name is Russell Brunson. And the only reason that I got this email from Russell Brunson is because he was introduced me to from Robert Kiyosaki. And I had found Robert Kiyosaki about a year before. Of course, I read Rich Dad Poor Dad. I read Cashflow Quadrant. I read Rich Dad's Guide to Investing. I got down on Robert Kiyosaki's podcast. I was on his email newsletter. And that's actually where I got the email from. Was it was actually from Kiyosaki's email list, but from Russell Brunson. I was like, how did that even happen, right? But this email, he had pitched this free training. And the title of it was My Weird Niche Funnel Making $17,947 per day. And I was like, wow, that is an amazing title. I have to see what that. I just have to see what that is, right? And I remember getting on that training and I learned about a funnel for the first time. I was like, oh, a funnel. This was something that I had like realized I needed as I was trying to build my WordPress site. And I was trying to do, I also had a Weebly site. And I was like trying to like fit this together. I was like, how do I get somebody to like give me information, but then move a little bit further down the line? And I just could never quite figure it out. He taught me about upsells and downsells, one-time offers. And there was just so much. I was yacked. I was so excited after being on this presentation, this training. And then the message I got from it though, was that just one funnel away. He just kept on showing these one funnels that made him all this money. And I just was like, God, I'm just one funnel away from the business I want. I'm one funnel away from having the financial freedom that I want. I'm just one funnel away from having the time freedom that I want. And I was just like, I was so excited. Then he made me an irresistible offer. And it was like the base component of the offer was ClickFunnels, which was his software that he used to basically streamline the process of somebody who gives you a lead to getting to a sale, right? But on top of that, he gave me all the training, how to actually use ClickFunnels, there was marketing training in there, there was sales training in there. And I'm just like, it was so good. It was like $1,000 offer though. And at that time, man, I didn't have a lot of money, right? I had been in business for probably 2 years and I was struggling just to get by, was barely making it, just paying the bills. And $1,000 was like, that was a lot of money. So I had to get creative. So this was my first creative finance purchase. And I found PayPal 6 months interest-free financing. So some of you guys may have used it. You guys aren't familiar with it. It's PayPal's ability or their financial service that allows you to get 6 months of financing interest-free as long as you paid everything back in those first 6 months. And so I did the math on it. It was like $200 and something, actually less than $200 a month. And I was like, I can make that happen, right? And so I signed up for it. And man, I was like, I went through all the training. I implemented the funnels and the systems, and I started running some advertising to my funnels that I had created based on all the trainings. And I didn't have any success, didn't get a single lead. I couldn't quite put all the pieces together. So it was about 9 months later, I kind of fell off the wagon. I still had ClickFunnels, but I really wasn't utilizing it. And then there was a Facebook ad that came across my computer that literally just changed everything for me. And so on that Facebook ad, it was advertising this program that was, it was gym specific, right? So Russell Brunson's thing was just internet marketing, and it was marketing generalizations, but this one was specifically for my gym. And so, the guy who ended up being was Alex Ramosi, right? And so some of you guys might know who he is now, but back then I had no idea who this guy was. And he had sold me on the idea that he could fill my gym up and do it in 30 days. And so I was like, no, bro, I've been in business for, and this point, this was about a year, again, it was about 9 months later, then I signed Russell's thing. And so I've been in business for just a little over 3 years at that time. And I was like, I only had 35 clients at that time. And he's like, dude, I could fill your gym up in 30 days. And I was like, dude, it's taking me 3 years just to get to here. And so I was very skeptical, right? But he had testimonials, he had social proof. And one of the testimonials that he had that really sold me was from a guy named Russell Brunson. I was like, interesting how this all kind of comes back around. And so I knew after talking with him on the phone that this was the funnel that I needed. He told me the process from end to end. I was like, I've been so close, but at the same time, so far away from actually making this happen. But there was a problem. The biggest problem was that his program was $10,000. And it was a big commitment, right? I didn't know if it was going to work, but ultimately I had to have faith, right? I'd seen enough to know that funnels would work. I knew that if I had the right system in place that I could make it something happen. I could make it work. And so I said two words. I said two words that changed my life forever. And I'm going to give you the PG version of it. But I was on that phone call with Alex. He told me the price. And I sat there for probably 30 seconds. And without saying a word, he didn't say a word either. And I said, F it, right? And I just made the decision to go forward and take on the program. And so that was like a Saturday morning that I agreed to sign up for it. But I told him, I was like, hey, but there's a catch to this, right? Because the $10,000, like there was no PayPal, there was no financing, right? It was like $10,000. I was like, hey, like I had $10,000, but it's actually in a Crown Royal bag under my pillow, under my bed. And it was a Saturday. So I was like, you're gonna have to give me at least till Monday or Tuesday before I can put that money in the bank. So then I can, and you can like take the money from my account. And so he agreed. And then I got access to Gym Launch, which was what his program was. And that was a Saturday. By Tuesday, I went through all the trainings and I had everything. I had all the funnels set up and I was ready to press go. I said, I'm ready. He's like, press go. And at that moment, I was like, it became real. And Wednesday, I did my very first sale. And by Sunday, I had a moment to reflect, right? And so Wednesday I sold, Thursday I sold, Friday I sold, Saturday I sold, and Sunday I sold. And then on Sunday evening, I had a chance to kind of look back and think about what had just happened. Like I just signed up like a week before for a program. I had no idea what it was. I didn't know how to set the system up. I didn't know what I was selling. I didn't know if it was going to work. And I just had faith and I just trusted the process, right? And by that Sunday, I had made $18,000. And so I was just like, whew. Like that was the first thing I'd signed up 36 clients. It took me 3.5 years to sign up 35 clients and I did 36 in about 5 days. And so, yeah, my life changed, right? And within the next 30 days, within that full 30 days, that funnel had made me $50,000. And I got an asset though. That was the most important thing, right? I got the asset. And initially I thought it was $50,000. I was like, man, this is the most money I've ever had. It's the most money I've ever seen. Like this is pretty freaking cool. But as I reflect on it now, you know, many years later, like money wasn't the asset. And then after I realized that the money wasn't the asset, then I started thinking, man, I have this funnel. Like I can just continue to use this funnel over and over and over and over again. I was like, the funnel, that's the asset, right? And then now, as I have more time under my belt, what I realize is that it's the funnel framework that is the asset. And so that's exactly what we're going to be teaching you guys today. What you're going to be learning about is you're going to learn three frameworks. Okay. You're going to learn three frameworks that are going to change your life, not in just in this moment, but forever. Okay. And framework number one, you're going to learn how to clone that same funnel that has produced 852 clinic clients. And I've not done it with a single cold call. Okay. Framework number two is how to fill your cleaning schedule today using the marketing list. I promise you, you're sleeping on it. And then framework number three is how to get the exact same customers who are currently going to your competitor's website to start coming to your website instead. Okay. So, frame number one, how to clone the funnel that's produced 852 cleaning clients without doing a single cold call. So this is the Bozeman 5-star cleaning funnel. Okay. And so how I created this funnel is really simple. I modeled my gym funnel framework that I had used. And I just took what I knew from there, everything from the layout to all the human behavior that went to it, all the headlines to ad copies. And I just switched out fitness for cleaning. Really that simple, right? And so to date, we've invested $30,000 of traffic into this funnel just on Facebook alone, okay? And like I said earlier, this funnel has also generated over $725,000 in revenue. So a pretty good ROI, right? And most importantly, again, money comes and goes, but it's the asset you're looking for in your business is clients, right? The people who pay you over and over and over again. And that's honestly the thing I love about the cleaning business is that it's a recurring model, very similar to how the fitness business should be. And if anybody, if you guys have been in the fitness space before, you know that the idea of having clients be recurring is what it's sold on. But in the cleaning business, clients actually stick, right? And The second client ever signed up is still with us today. And we have many clients who've been with us for years. So that's what I really enjoy about the ping business is that right there. And so curious, like, you guys cool to actually share this funnel with you guys right here tonight? You guys cool with that? Put it in the chat. You guys are, if you're cool with that, let's get some action in chat. You guys actually want to see this funnel? You guys want to see how it's broken down? You want to see some of the psychology and the human behavior behind it? Yeah? Cool. All right. So let's talk about it from end to end. All right. So we're going to get real tactical here, guys. So a Facebook ad. So Facebook ads versus Google ads. So I think before we get started, I think it's important to understand what the difference is. So Facebook ads are distraction marketing. Google ads are search-based marketing. And so how Facebook ads work from a human behavior standpoint is when somebody's on Facebook, you guys have probably been there before, you guys are scrolling. You guys are looking at your friends' pictures. Maybe you're looking at news. Maybe you're looking at your favorite entrepreneur you're following or celebrity you're following. You're liking their stuff. And then all of a sudden something just stops you, right? And it's a picture like this of cute puppies or something that just like gets you to stop scrolling. And then all of a sudden you stop scrolling. You're like, huh, cute puppies. And then all of a sudden you look up and you see Bozeman residents. You say, hey, I'm a Bozeman resident, right? And then from there, it pulls you into the ad copy, okay? And so now all of a sudden you click that little see more button. So I go back here, you see, okay, the creative stops you. You look up, now you see Bozeman residents. You see February S. You're like, okay, I got to hit see more. So you hit see more and now it pulls you into the copy. Now it says free home cleaning voucher, right? So now you're like, oh, irresistible offer, like free. Free is the most powerful word in marketing you can ever use. So if you can use the word free, you understand how to monetize free, you understand how to use a free offer, it is one of the most powerful things you can ever do. And then once you give the irresistible offer, now we're actually going into the ad copy. And then finally, you give a call to action, right? So if someone reads your ad copy, you must tell them what to do. You must think of people as they have no idea what to do. They can't think for themselves. You must walk them through the psychology of exactly what you want them to do. So give them a call to action, click the link below. Like, simply saying that, you'd be surprised at how much your conversion rates will go up by just simply telling somebody what to actually do next. Okay. And so now once it actually clicks that link, now they actually go to our ClickFunnels landing page. So I told you guys earlier about ClickFunnels. ClickFunnels is the landing page software that we use. It's super simple. It's like the easiest editor I've ever used in my entire life. Highly recommended it. And so this is what you'll see on my landing page. When you click over from the Facebook ad. Now this is just the top of the fold, right? So this is what you see right when you click the link. There's actually stuff below it. But the cool thing about this landing page is you'll see a lot of similar things that we talk about in the ad is on here as well. So you have the irresistible offer. You'll see that it's the same offer that we have on our Facebook ad. And so the congruency, the consistency is so important when somebody leaves Facebook and they come onto your landing page, you need to have as much consistency from a verbiage standpoint as you possibly can. Now, you don't need to have it. It doesn't need to look like Facebook from a color standpoint or even a feel standpoint or font standpoint, but you need to have the same offer, okay? So you can see here, it says claim your free training. And so now as you scroll down again, like there's actually lots of ad copy on this specific funnel. But again, like your ad copy's job is to continue to sell your service, in this case, your offer, to somebody who doesn't know who you are, right? And everything is selling one thing. You're breaking one belief is that I need you to get this first cleaning free. Like that's what I need you to do, right? And then so once they are sold and they're going to click the little button and then all of a sudden there's a pop-up that pops up and it says, hey, put your information here now. And can you see the offer again? I want my free cleaning. So again, it's consistent. We're consistently saying, get your free cleaning. They have them put in their first name, their last name, their email, and their phone number. And once they submit the form, it takes them to the thank you page. So this is the second step in the funnel. So this is what makes ClickFunnels so powerful is that you can actually you can customize where people go after they submit your form. There's really cool things I'll show you here in a second that you do once they submit it. But on this specific funnel, it takes them to a thank you page. And you can see here, it tells them what to do next, schedule your discovery call. And then right below this, you can see there's an Acuity scheduler. So we use a company called Acuity, and they have the ability to self-schedule their discovery call. So once they opt in for a free cleaning, of course, we need to talk to them about what their goals are and what they want. And so you can see here, this is actually something I pulled from this morning. And we only allow for 2 days in advance to be open. And the reason why is because the further somebody books out, the less likely they are to actually show up for their appointment. And so we found that our show rates are higher and our close rates are higher, the quicker we can get somebody from the moment they opt in to get them on a phone call. And so that is like, it's a nuance, but it's something that's so powerful that if you let somebody schedule weeks in advance, your show rates will plummet and your close rates will also plummet as well. Okay. Because again, like this is a understanding human behavior. This was something that we distracted them. We got them emotional through the ad copy. We got them excited about it. And so it's very much an emotional sell. And so the longer that emotion has, the longer that the runway of emotion, the less likely they are to actually continue that emotional journey on staying with you. Okay. And now here's the cool part. So again, now they self-schedule, they're on the schedule, boom, right? Cool. Now we have like, they're done as far as like, they've done what they need to do. Then at that point it sends them to one more page, but then they're done with the funnel. Okay. But what it does for us now, it triggers all these automations. And so we use a software called Zapier, right? And so that software basically is going to do all the magic that's going to take that lead that came from ClickFunnels, that first name, last name, email, and phone number is going to put into all these places. So the first place, we have a lead sheet. Okay. And so it goes in Google Lead Sheets. It zaps it over there. It gives them all that information. Plus it tells us what lead source it came from. So again, if you can look over here, you'll see that it came from our free cleaning funnel, but we also have instant booking funnels. We also have Google messages. We also have Google quote requests. And so there's other funnels. So we actually can see where each lead comes from, which allows us to track our advertising dollars and seeing what's getting us the most ROI. And if we need to put more money into Google versus Facebook, just again, it gives us a better idea of kind of where we're at and where our marketing dollars are best spent. Okay. We use a CRM called Zenmates. So once they submit to ClickFunnels, again, Zapier transfers all that data into Zenmates. Now they become a contact inside our Zenmates CRM. We also use Constant Contact to send out emails. So if you guys are on here, you guys got an email from me. We use Constant Contact. So that their email gets zapped from ClickFunnels into Constant Contact. Okay. And there's some cool things that we do with Constant Contact as well, where you can put email automations inside Constant Contact, which again, it puts them on a drip campaign inside there. They get pushed into Just Call. And so Just Call is our phone CRM. This is how we text people. This is how we call people. And one of the coolest features that we do is we actually send an automated text. And so the key behind this automated text is that it is not sent right away. And it is sent like it's coming from a human being. And so we actually use Zapier. There's actually like a really cool feature that allows us to delay the time that this text is sent. So as soon as somebody opts in, like if you got a text message right away, of course your automation filter is like, okay, like this is automated text. But if it waits 5 minutes, then all of a sudden people just inherently believe that it's from a person who just acts really fast. And so that's what this says. It's scheduled on a 5 minute delay. And so the message that we send them is like, hey, whatever the first name is, this is Katie with Bolden 5-Star Cleaning. I just received your inquiry. Do you mind sharing what you're looking for? A residential clean, a vacation rental clean, or an office clean, right? And at that moment, it prompts them to respond back. Now we have full-time virtual assistants who are on the clock from 7 a.m. till I think 8 or 9 p.m. somewhere in that time frame. And they actually respond to these like so a real person actually responds to any messages after that, but that first message is automated. And the reason why that's so important is that speed is king. And you'd be surprised that when somebody goes through an online funnel, even if it's a local business, like people don't expect someone to actually reach out to them. Like how many times have you guys opted into something online and no one ever calls you, no one ever texts you, no one ever responds to you? Maybe you get an email, that's it, right? How many of you guys have been part of that camp? And so how you actually can separate yourself is speed, right? And how you use speed to your advantage is you use a combination of automations and human interaction as well, okay? So how much time does all that take, do you guys think? How much time does it take that of your time? How much time does it take for you to have somebody opt in and do all those, and trigger all those automations and have all that stuff happen? That's right. Zero time, right? And so really all the work is done on the front end, right? All the work is on the front end. So you must obviously understand how this process and how this funnel framework works. You must actually set the campaigns up. But outside of that, like once you set it up, it becomes a set it and forget it until you want to track your numbers. And then once you track your numbers, then of course you can tweak it based on what the performance of the ads go, but like you don't have to be the one who's out there putting out all the like the content and all the stuff out to the people. Like Facebook does that for you. Okay. And that's why it's so powerful, because this allows you to market at scale. This allows you to actually focus on higher level things like running a team, making sure you get people in the right places, or allows you to continue to think about more ads and more creative, more ways to catch people's eyeballs. Okay. So does that get everyone excited? Everyone excited about that? Okay. Well, here's another thing, is that you actually can actually clone this funnel. Okay. So at the end of this presentation, you're going to get not only access to this recording. So if I went really fast, you guys can go back and you guys can watch it, but inside the slideshow, which will be inside the membership site. Okay. And again, there's a link for that membership site. It's inside the chat. It's the very top. Actually, Ray, do you have access to that membership site? So I'll make sure that you guys, let me just put this in the chat here right now. So here's the chat right here. Or here's the membership access area. So inside the membership access area, again, you get access to this recording, but you also get access to these slides. Bro, these slides, these are all linked right here. So you'll get access to you get access to Const Contact, but you get the link to Const Contact. So you can set up an account, and you can set up Just Call account. You can actually copy my Google lead sheet. And so you can have your own lead sheet, the link to Acuity, to Zapier. You can actually go model my funnel. So that's the link to my funnel. You can go through it. You can look at it. You can see, you can, if you want to, you can funnel hack it. ClickFunnels. If you don't have ClickFunnels, you can go there and you can get signed up. I think they have a 14-day free trial. You can go sign up for there. And then Facebook ads, it's a link to Facebook ads. So if you haven't set up a Facebook ad account, it'll walk you through the process of setting up the ad account. Okay. And so again, all these links will be inside that membership access area that I just dropped in the chat. So if you haven't got your free account set up, like go do that now. That way you can actually clone this funnel. So is like everybody excited? Everybody excited about that? I got the chat open. So let's see what the chat's popping up here. It's popping off here. Beautiful. Okay, good. Looks like people are actually rocking and rolling. People are engaging. Thank you guys. Let's have some fun here. Okay. So let's talk about framework number two. So we're just getting started, boys and girls. We still got some fun stuff to talk about today. So how to actually fill your cleaning schedule today using the marketing list that I promise you you're sleeping on. And so when I first started marketing on Facebook in 2017, like Facebook leads were cheap. They were like $4 a lead. It was literally like stealing, okay? So just to put in perspective, that advertising campaign that I shared with you, that I made $50,000 on the first month, I only spent about $2,000 in ad cost, like insane return, 25-1, like crazy numbers. But by 2018, it started to creep up really, really fast. I remember by the end of 2018, I was paying $30+ a lead. And so as my cost per lead started to skyrocket, my profits collapsed. And unfortunately, at the time, like this was my only funnel. This was the only thing I did for a very long time. I've since learned, which I'll share with you guys here later on, but at the time, like this was all I had. So I felt like I was trapped, because if I turned off the funnel, then I would literally get zero new clients. And I'd be right back where I was in 2016 before I started marketing on Facebook. But if I kept it on, then I would just like continue to work my ass off to break even or even potentially lose money. And so I was like, I don't know what to do. Until I was introduced to Big Booty Bootcamp. And so Big Booty Bootcamp, while the name is funny, like it changed how I did my fitness business, and it's fully transformed how I did my cleaning business. And so the idea of Big Booty Bootcamp was that I was going to run an internal marketing plays, what we call it at the time, to my existing customers, people who were already paying me, but also to my old customers who had stopped training with me for whatever reason, but also prospects who said no to previous sales calls or who couldn't get on sales calls. Like this marketing play went out to everybody. And wow, I was like, I can send emails and texts to both my current clients, previous clients, and prospects. I was like, interesting, right? And how much did that cost me? Nothing, right? And so the results after I did that for the very first time, now, while they're not groundbreaking, like they're realistic, right? I sold 10 people at $149 a piece. So I made an extra $1,490. All just by sending a couple emails and a text message. I'd already paid for all the contact information. I already paid the cost of getting them in my system. And so I just converted dead leads into sales. And this is what allowed me to continue to market on Facebook while my competitors, like they were only focused on the front end. I was able to come in on the back end and like continue to pay the higher lead costs because I was monetizing in more than just the front end. Okay. I wasn't letting my leads go to waste. I continued to market to them. I continued to make them offers. And so when I came into my cleaning business, I was prepared for this. And so what I did is I actually made a marketing calendar. And so what I went through the entire year and I just put on all the holidays, all the excuses, all the reasons that I could market to my list. And I made a marketing calendar and I created email campaigns. I created text campaigns and offers and creative that when the holiday came up, I was prepared and I was ready to rock and roll. Okay. So for example, like Groundhog's Day just happened earlier this month. And this is the email that I sent out to our list, right? It was a Groundhog's Day surprise, $50 cleaning voucher inside. And you can see some of the email copy through there. It was also followed up with a text message as well. Another one that we just did is a President's Day sale, right? So you can see this is what the inside of the email looked like. And again, we made a $50 voucher for a President's Day sale as just an excuse to market to our list. And I don't remember exactly how many we got on the Groundhog's Day, but this one just happened at this President's Day sale. And my customer support manager, she told me that we signed up 3 people. Now, 3 people a lot? No. Is it a little? No, but each of those cleans were over $200. So I made over $600. And it was all from sending out an email and following it up with a text message. And so we plan on doing that. And we're doing that twice a month. And so if you get an extra 6 customers, let's just say we continue that trend. That's an extra 6 customers, an extra $200 a pop. It's an extra $1,200 a month. Like, would you guys be okay with making an extra $1,200 a month by sending out a couple emails and a couple text messages that you guys already paid for? And you also, and again, like, if we're only thinking about this, like, don't think about this as just as like a one-time sale, because these are customers, right? And the fact that we're in a business that has reoccurring customers is like, that's what makes it so powerful. Our numbers are that 2 out of 3 people who actually become first-time customers stay with us and become reoccurring customers. So maybe it's just $1,200 up front, but if 2/3 of those people stay on, that's $900 next month that we also added to our top line. And so that's how you want to play this game, is the asset is the customer. Okay. And it's free. It's free to literally send emails and text to your prospects. I mean, outside of, you know, your constant contact or your just call, like paying them the subscription, like you pay that anyway. So outside of that, like, it doesn't cost you anymore to send more emails, more texts. So another really cool value give. Again, once this presentation is done, this slide deck will be inside the membership area. So again, make sure you go in there, get into the membership area, and you can actually copy a marketing calendar. Okay, you have access to my marketing calendar, and you can get access to all the previous campaigns that are in there. You'll get access to all the future campaigns in there. I'm not sure for how far out I actually have the campaigns written. But again, if you go back and check on it, like, when it's time, they'll be ready to rock and roll. So you guys will get access to my 2023 marketing calendar. So if you guys think that's cool, let me know in the chat. Let's see the chat popping up here. Cool. Awesome. Amazing. Love it. You guys are actually active. This is actually pretty cool. Okay. So now let's talk about framework number 3. Right? Framework number 3, how to actually get the exact same customers who are currently going to your competitor's website to start coming to your website instead. This one's pretty cool. So Biz the Biz, a networking group. Does any of you guys know what Biz the Biz is? Or most commonly, I think it's called like BNI groups, business networking initiative maybe. So these are like little networking groups that they're basically in every town. And the idea behind these networking groups is that you get small business owners in a group. And as we utilize our resources, like our resources are utilized as a group rather than individually. So if I have customers, or I have referrals, I have friends, and I can share them with the group. And what makes it unique is that you can only have one type of business in each group. So if I'm a cleaning business owner, there's only one cleaning business owner inside this group. If you're a real estate agent, there's only one real estate agent in the group. If you're a gym or you're in the fitness space, there's only one of that type of individual inside the group. Okay. And so when I joined this group, I was obviously in a fitness space. This was like 2015 when I joined this group. And there was this one person in there that like totally changed my life. His name was Eric. And he owned a company called Insight Marketing. And I just remember like the very first day that he came in this group, so I was in there before he was, and he came in after me, and he started his pitch on what he did. And I was like, oh my gosh, like this guy is going to crush it in this group, because like his customers were actually inside the group. And we're all small business owners who knew nothing about marketing. And man, he did, he crushed it. Right. And he got me. And so I was buying like shirts from him that he would design. He designed my logo, my business cards, my swag bags, like anything that could be branded. By golly, he sold me on it, right? I was like, this is how you get new customers. And then he finally got me to buy a website. And so with the website, the goal was that he's gonna get me to search at the top, or at least close to the top of our local market. Right. And SEO was complicated, and there was like certain things that he knew that I didn't know. And he had guys from Google that were on his team. Right. He called them the Google nerds. And so that he was going to do all the back end, the tags and the ranking stuff. And he was going to get my website to the top. Right. That was part of this upfront cost. And there was so the upfront cost was $3,000. And I was like, okay. Right. I didn't know what I didn't know. And so I signed up for it. I was like, okay, like I need a website, right? I need SEO. I need people to search my name and find me. And then there's also like a hosting fee on the back end, which is $300 a month. And so I was like, oh, that's kind of expensive, but I understand, right? Like if I'm getting at least one or two clients, like it makes sense. So, you know, after a year, I can proudly say that I had a really expensive website with absolutely zero traffic. And I got zero sales from my website. And I remember being very frustrated. And initially I was frustrated at him. So I was like, man, like he took me, but he didn't, right? Like he actually did the best that he possibly could. And really what I found out was that it wasn't on him, it was me, because I didn't actually understand marketing. I didn't understand how the whole thing was supposed to work, right? I thought that since a website meant that I was gonna make money, and that just wasn't the case. And so my ROI on it was like zero. Like I literally made zero sales on that website. And so when I actually started marketing and I learned about marketing, finally, again, like this is what kind of drove me to learn about Russell Brunson and then eventually sign up with Alex. As soon as I understood how a funnel worked, like I replaced that $2,000 website. Like I pushed it to the side and I used the free funnel from ClickFunnels as my homepage. And that thing made me more money in 1 month than that previous website had done in the previous like 2 years that I had it. And so when I started my cleaning business, I remember that experience. I remember like going through that. I was like, okay, so is the cleaning business different than the fitness business? And so I wrestled with this idea. I was like, should I actually pay another third party company to like make a website for me? Or should I just like do a funnel, but now learn how to pay Google, okay, to get traffic to my website? And so you guessed it. Like I decided that I was just going to use Google. And actually found there's actually three ways that I got prospects to come see my website versus my competitors' websites. Now, this first way is actually free. Okay. And so this way is, again, it might seem basic, but like the basics is what wins in business. And when you fail through the basics, you don't have a foundation that you actually can start to add on cool things like paid advertising. And so the first thing to do is actually just optimize your Google business profile. If you go to Google your business, like this is actually how you start this process, okay? And so when it comes to Google My Business, you need to make sure your business name is in there. If you haven't started your business yet, I highly recommend you put cleaning inside your business name. And the biggest reason why is because when someone searches, they're gonna be searching cleaning or housekeeping. Again, if you don't put housekeeping in there as well. Like that, you'd be surprised at how much that can be helpful when it comes to search engine optimization, what people actually are searching for, that your name actually pops up in what they're searching for. Your business category description, house cleaning service in Bozeman, Montana, address, Okay. Address. If you have a, if you have an office, or if you have a location, like put your office in there. If you have a home, it's fine. You can put your home in there. Service area. Make sure you put in there like what area you service. Like we service Bozeman and Belgrade. In your area, like you know your areas. Like if it's a zip code or for a specific area, like make sure you put those service areas in there. Hours. Make sure your hours are up to date and they're on there. And here's a hack, right? If you, number one, if you're a solopreneur, like hire a virtual assistant, worst case scenario, and then have them be dedicated to hours outside of business hours. Because I promise you, like when people go to search for you and they see that you're only open from, you know, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., okay, so is everybody else. But if you can say that you're open from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., who are they more likely to call or text when they see somebody else is open and everybody else is closed? Okay. And so it's so simple, but this is how you actually can slightly differentiate yourself from your competition. And then of course, put your phone number in here. So the target clientele for people who want house cleaning, like they're millennial / Gen Xers, right? And even baby boomers. And so it's the top half of the age demographic. And so these people like to call people, they like to text people. They're not as, now, not to say that they won't do funnels, because they definitely do, but a lot of people will just call you. So make sure that your phone number is there, it's ready to rock and roll. Okay. Now, website. Again, highly recommend that you either use a Google free website, they actually have that, or use ClickFunnels, right? Again, I like ClickFunnels because you're able to actually be able to push people around and use automations where you can't do that with Google as far as I'm aware of anyway. And so that's why I recommend using ClickFunnels website, because it's, again, instead of paying $2,000 upfront, you can just pay $97 a month. There's no upfront cost. And so to me, it just seems like a no-brainer. Plus you get like 10 websites with the $97 plan. So make sure your website is up to date in there. Updates. So updates on here. What I do on this currently is I just put in these offers. So I showed you guys the Groundhog's Day offer. I'll put in here. And basically all I'm doing is just showing somebody who's searching that my business is active and that we are currently in business. You'd be surprised at how many people, like that's what they look for in small businesses. Like they just assume that business owners, especially small business owners, like they suck at business, which fair, totally fair. And so sometimes by just doing little things, by just showing that you are updating your stuff, you can win business just by being top of mind. And so about updates, all I'm doing on there right now is just putting our offers out there. Products. On products, I put our deep house clean on here. And then in there, there's some good ad copy. This kind of goes back to what I talked about a little bit earlier. Like, I don't actually know exactly what to do on this, but I'm just doing something. And like by doing something, I'm putting effort in, I'm trying. And then as I start to see what the market says or doesn't say, then I'll adjust it. But a lot of times, like people see effort and they award that by giving you a phone call, by trying that, by giving you an opportunity. And so a lot of times it's just like giving yourself a chance is by putting forth some effort. Services. So here's services, put all your services on here. Google will help you. They'll give you some suggested services as well, but make sure you put all the things that you do inside here. Reviews, make sure you have good reviews. And so asking your clients for reviews, having a system for reviews, not just hoping and praying for reviews is really critical. And so if you don't have a system, you don't ask for reviews, then your chance of getting reviews is very, very low. Photos, kind of the same thing when it comes to products and updates. Like I'm not exactly sure exactly what ideal is for photos, but again, doing something, having something up is important. Like we're doing before and afters, you can see here, we're doing maybe just like nice photos. There's some logo photos down below. But again, it's sometimes just like showing that you're active is, and being consistent. That's one of the things that we're trying to portray in our Google profile. And then the about section, you see the about section, I have a really nice about section I wrote here. And if you actually read this, you'll notice that it's very client centric rather than business centric. So most about me sections about me, the business and our mission and what our core values are and all that stuff is fine. I'm not saying that's not good, but I like to save that for like our culture and our team, people who actually need to care about it. Our customer, they don't care about us. They care about them. And can we solve their problem? So that's why I focus this about section on. It's like, here, we can solve your problem. Like imagine walking into your home that sparkles from top to bottom without lifting a finger. That's our mission, Bozeman 5-star clinic, right? It's like, oh, that's very like client-centered. And then boom, even though we talk about ourselves, like it's all about them. It's like our dedicated team of professional cleaners who undergo background checks and are bonded and insured, taking a meticulous hands-on approach to ensure the highest level of cleanliness and that you are satisfied, right? So I talk about our team highly as a way to service them. And I think if you can just make your marketing always be about your prospect slash your future client, you're ahead of the game. So that is number one. That is the freeway to optimize your website, to pull people from other people, from your competitors over to your website. Now, number two is Google Local Service Ads. So this is a relatively new thing that Google's been doing. And it's actually really simple. And that's really why I like it, is that all they do is basically verify that you have a legit business. Okay. And so the business verification process is 5 steps. You must prove that you have insurance. Okay. You must pass a background check. You must have at least 5 customer reviews. Then at that point, like, you create a budget and you put your billing information in there. And then you get this cool little thing we see here on the right, the Google Guaranteed. And then once you get that, like, Google actually advertises you to people who are looking for your type of service. Okay. And you pop up at the top of the rankings with that little Google Guaranteed thing when someone searches house cleaning in Bozeman. It's actually really cool. So like, when you search any sort of service, you'll see like the map pop up and you'll see all the listings. Like, this is where you'll pop up and it'll say Google Guaranteed. And so again, the reason why I like it, because that's it. Like, you just have to get verified and you just have to put your billing information there. You have to put how much you want to spend on it, and it does everything for you. And then you get calls right to your phone line, right? And then it sends an email saying a new potential customer is calling you. And then then they leave a voicemail and you get contact information. It's like, it's really simple. It's really clean. It's really cool. It's awesome, right? Definitely highly recommend it for all cleaning business owners to be running Google Local Services, okay? And you can control your budget. That's the coolest part, is like, you can pick your budget. And it's a pay only for what you get. And so if you get a lead, then they charge you a specific amount for it. You can actually dispute the lead. And sometimes you can get leads that you don't have to pay for, but they end up turning into clients. It's a really cool thing. So Google Local Services, highly recommended. Third way we can get people from other people's websites on our own website is using Google Pay-per-click. So this is also known as Google PPC. And so what I'm gonna do is I'm actually gonna walk you through a campaign. Right. And so this is a little bit more advanced. It's a lot more advanced than the Google Local Services. This is the next step up. And so if you're ready to get real tactical, let's dive in. So what's your campaign objective? So this is the first step when you create a new campaign inside your Google Ads account. And here you have opportunity to do sales, leads, website traffic, products, brand awareness, app promotion, other things. I always just go leads. Okay. So leads is the one I pick. Once I pick leads, then you pick your conversion goal. Do you want to get phone calls or do you want to submit lead forms? There's actually one, there's a third one called contacts. I don't use it, but these are the two campaigns I'm actively running, is like, I want phone calls and I want people to actually submit a lead form. Okay. And then campaign type. So do you want search-based campaign type? That's performance, display, shopping, video, discovery. For our cleaning business, we use search-based. Okay. Lead type. So what are you looking for? Again, do you want people to visit your website? Do you want people to call you? Do you want people to visit? Do you have a store? Like, I don't know. Like, I don't have a store if you have a cleaning business, right? If you have app downloads, lead form submissions. And so again, this one you would pick. Again, we pick website visits and phone calls because we actually use our own booking calendar on our website. So I just want someone to click onto the website and then we have all of our stuff set up, or all of our automations on the back end once they opt in there. But if you don't have that, then you guys can use a internal lead form that Google Ads will give you. And then of course you could use phone calls as well, okay? And at that point you bid for for CPAs, right? So cost per action, you can see that's what CPA stands for. So sometimes just learning the terminology can help you feel familiar with it, help you feel confident with it. And you'll hear words like CPAs and CPLs, CPCs, click-through rates, like all these things. And really they're just short acronyms for how much does it cost you for a specific thing, right? Is it cost per lead? Is it cost through click-through rate? Is it cost per action? And then at that point you have to clarify what is action, what is lead, all these other things. But ultimately, understanding the verbiage and language is important. Just helps you feel confident in your ability to actually run ads. So you're putting your bid in there. Again, even if you don't know what it is, they will basically help you adjust it based on whatever your bid is, right? If you're not getting any leads, you're bidding too low, it'll say, hey, all right, I recommend you like bumping your bid up a little bit higher. Campaign settings. Again, in here, you can include or exclude certain places. I just leave everything on. I'll let Google do its thing, right? Locations, if you have a specific location, like around your office or around your home, you want to stay within a mile, 2 miles, 10 miles, 15 miles, really just depends on if you want specific zip codes. Again, it doesn't have to be next to where you are. You can put it in specific zip codes. So that's a cool part. You can advertise to specific areas. Languages, of course, again, if you are Spanish speaking, then you can put people in there speaking Spanish or English or French or whatever your languages are that you want to serve. More settings. So this is actually kind of unique, is that when it comes to generating headlines and descriptions, like Google actually will do it for you. So if you turn this thing on right here, Google will scrape your landing page. Again, this is if you're pushing people to a landing page, it'll scrape your landing page and it'll take what is on there and it'll create its own headline, its own description, because it understands the fact that consistency is sometimes more important than what actually is said on the landing page and on the ad. It's just like, is it consistent from landing page to the ad? That is more important than what is actually said sometimes, right? I'm not saying it's not important for your headline to be good, your scripts to be good, but the consistency is super important as well. I just have it off because I like to create my own stuff. But again, if you want to, like, you literally just have Google do all that stuff for you, which is kind of cool. And then the ad itself, again, you put in the URL if you're doing a, if you're pushing them to a funnel, or you're pushing to a homepage, and you put in there the headline. So you can see there at the bottom, you'll see like headline number one, headline number two, headline number three. So if you guys have ever seen, like, if you Google anything, like, you'll see these ads fall at the top. Like, that's what this is, right? This is what PPC is. And then keywords, you put in keywords in there. It'll give you some suggestions on what to put in there. And then really it's you being able to just like start, put the keywords in there, house cleaning, cleaning services, cleaning in Bozeman. Like, you start by putting keywords in there. And then as you start to look at your numbers and you start to analyze your data, it'll actually show you which keywords are getting the most impressions, which is basically like which keywords are getting showed up the most in search. Like, what are the most people in our area searching for? And then what are they clicking on? And you're able to see a cost per click. And you can see that certain keywords have higher cost per clicks than others do. And again, if you're dealing with a good problem of having too many leads come in, you can turn off some of the ones that either it's a volume game, or if you're getting too many clicks, you want to slow the volume down, you can turn off some of those keywords. Or you can, if you notice that one keyword, it converts higher, again, but the most important thing is like what converts higher. So if someone searches Bozeman 5-star cleaning service, like what's the chances of them actually signing up? If they're actually searching for specifically versus house cleaning service. And so sometimes some words have higher weight than others. I'd rather leave that one on if someone clicks on that one, because the chance of them signing up is super high. Whereas someone just searches house cleaning services, maybe they're price shopping. Maybe they're trying to compare us to somebody else. These are all the things that you think of when you're determining what keywords that you want to keep versus you want to exit, if that becomes a problem. Now, if you don't have enough leads, then maybe you need to add your keyword search, or you need to up your budget, right? And that's the one next thing you're talking about is budget. So what do you want to spend a day? So you want to spend $30 a day? Do you want to spend $50 a day? So you want to spend $100 a day? Like, whatever it is, again, like, you just need to allocate your budget. But ultimately, this is client finance acquisition. So any sort of money you spend on the front end, you should be able to make that money back at least in the first 30 days. And then again, if you run a business and you're thinking about this from being a business owner, if you're keeping those clients, like those clients eventually, maybe it costs you some money to acquire that customer right away. But if you get them to sign up for another cleaning after that, then they become profitable, right? Maybe just on the second clean, or maybe it's the third clean. And the further, like the closer you can get that to profitability, like the more you can spend, the faster you can spend. So that's really the key, is like, how do I spend enough money that I can still have my clients actually finance this budget for me, right? Because once they opt in, then I'm getting on a phone call and they do a clean, then I get to take that money, I get to put a piece of those quote unquote profits towards my marketing ad spend, okay? And then once you get that ready to rock, then once you get all that set up, then you're ready to publish, right? You really hit the publish button, and then it goes, and actually it doesn't go live right away. It reviews for a few hours, maybe a day. And then as long as you met all of Google's guidelines, then your ad becomes live. And it, This is your dashboard. So this is how you can look inside your dashboard, and you can see how many clicks you got. You can adjust your time frames, and you can see impressions. You can see cost per click. You can see the cost. See your total cost, right? This is another form of the dashboard. Like this one, I have two ads going right now. I have a web form going, and I have like a phone call one going. So you can see the price difference in the two on those specific dates. You can see the clicks. You can see click-through rates. You can see billing information, not billing information, but you can see like how much is currently in the queue to be billed and when the next payment is. So it's, again, it does a great job of showing you all your data. And this is an example of an ad. This is based on the keyword search house cleaning service. And so you can see this is an actual ad that we're running right now. And so you'll see residential house cleaning, you'll see housekeeping services, you'll see vacation, it doesn't quite say rental on there. And there's a little description below it. And when they click on this, they either go to a option to call us, or they go to a landing page. So cool. How was that, guys? Like, that was a lot of information. So like, do you guys see like when you guys actually have these processes and these systems and get everything set up, like do you see how fast you actually can scale when you actually use paid advertising? Okay. Back in the chat here again, back in the chat. Yeah. So do you guys see how fast you actually can go when you actually use paid advertising? Like, paid advertising is the key to scaling your company. So if you actually want to grow a $1 million clean company, like it's not going to be you putting out flyers. It's not going to be you calling real estate agents. It's not going to be you doing any physical work as a main source of advertising and marketing. Now we do those things, but we have individuals who do those things basically on a part-time basis, but this is our core strategy. And so most people are afraid to pay for advertising, but when you understand not only how much money you can make right up front, but that how you can continue to monetize those prospects and those leads and even old customers through using your intro marketing plays and funnels as well, then you start to realize how you actually can build an asset and you actually can like grow this thing extremely fast. So anyone feeling like a little inspired and maybe a little defeated? Like there's a lot of stuff to learn, right? Yeah, anybody? I call it the curse of awareness, right? It's that like a lot of people, I remember when I had my head in the sand for whether it's intentional or whether I'm just like not aware of it. And all of a sudden I become aware of what I need to do. It's both a blessing and a curse. It's like, okay, I'm excited. I see what I need to do. And then it's like, oh my gosh, I am so far away. I'm not sure if I can do this. All the doubts, all the fears start to come in. And so, you know, for those of you who have experience with softwares and are tech savvy, like you're going to crush it, right? It's to the point. It's step by step. It obviously takes some skill sets. It can be done. But if you have difficulty like getting on a Zoom call, this might be actually pretty challenging for you, right? And I recognize that. So if you're kind of experiencing a little bit of overwhelm and are interested in additional support, well then, this is who I'm talking to right now, okay? So what I'm doing is I'm giving an opportunity for 5 people to take part in a one-on-one experience called Decade in a Day. So if you were on last week's call, I talked about this at the last lesson. And so if you don't know what Decade in a Day is, this is a one-on-one in-person experience, okay? And so you and I will literally be hip to hip for a full day. And so we will actually build your Facebook and your Google automated funnels. Like we will build these things together that you will leave ready to press play. On top of that, we will also create your perfect business model, which we talked about last week. Okay. So in your perfect business model, you're going to get access to your core values. We'll make sure you get your mission statement set up, your manifesto, all that cool stuff. Okay. You'll get custom scripts for your sales process, how to convert people into clients, your lead nurture process, make sure they should get on the phone calls. You also get to access my teams, our live recorded sales. At part of this back in the day, you also get the leadership structures to actually know how to actually run a team, right? Even if you're just starting, like knowing what the end looks like is so powerful and allows you to actually commit to the process. You'll learn how to do daily huddles. You learn how to do weekly meetings. You learn how to do monthly team meetings, okay? You also leave with like hiring ads. Like here are the actual ads to put on Indeed and on Craigslist and everywhere else that you're gonna post those. The scripts actually say when you're on interviews. Once somebody actually accepts the the job. Like, what's the onboarding look like? What's the paperwork? What's the process? And you also get recorded interviews by my team. Okay. Ooh, that's my business intelligence sheet. Like, this is like super powerful. You'll like, you actually customize your business intelligence sheet. So you'll be able to know exactly what numbers to track, how to track them. Again, like, all this process will be automated as well. And so you can actually run your business based on a spreadsheet, based on data, and less on the whims and the ebbs and flows of your emotions. And so I spent, man, at least $200,000, at least. And I've been in business for 10 years, and it's left me with great stories, and lots of lessons to share. And so when I envision this decade today, it's taking that 10 years of wisdom and stuffing it all into one day.